I've been thinking about this question of home and stability, and in particular, I've been thinking about a young woman whom I met when I was here in Sichuan Province a month ago. I went out into the countryside, a couple of hours southwest of where we are right now, to the region of Ya'an. I went there to visit Yao Suhui and her family. And when I visited, they were hard at work building a new house. Yao Suhui is 33. She and her husband are peasant farmers. And this new house is a symbol of upward mobility in the Chinese countryside. Everyone pitches in, grandparents, young children, mixing mortar and carrying bricks. Last week, after the earthquake, we reached Yao Suhui by phone, and she told us her whole family is fine. She said when the earthquake hit and she saw the new, half-finished house shaking, she felt her heart was about to jump out of her chest. What bad luck, she thought. We've put everything we have into building this new house, and if it collapses, we have nothing. Luckily, just one wall fell down. Yao Suhui reports that they were back at work laying bricks the very next day. When I visited Yao Suhui and her family in April, it looked like they were living on a construction site. They tore their old house down to make room for the new one. So they're cooking outside under plastic sheeting and sleeping where they can until the new house is finished. Yao Suhui's two children, 9 and 11, climb up a wooden ladder to sleep under the rafters in the corn crib. She and her husband are sleeping on a platform just a few feet above the pigsty, with some bits of plastic tacked up for privacy. The smell can be overwhelming. Yao Suhui shrugs. It'll be half a year, she says, or at the earliest, 4 months. She's tiny, with bright pink cheeks, her long hair in a ponytail. She's wearing a pink sweater and jeans with rhinestone studs. Yao Suhui tells me the family broke ground at the end of March. First, they lit red candles and set off firecrackers. The date was picked by a feng shui master.
You have to ask a feng shui master to pick an auspicious time. People say if you don't respect what he says, you will have problems down the road.
She says her son has been agitating for a new house.
He didn't want to live in the old house anymore. He said, all my classmates have new houses. Why don't we?
You know, in America, we're sometimes asked the question, are you better off than you were 5 years ago? And I wonder, Suhui, if I were to ask you, are you and your family better off than you were 5 years ago, what you'd say?
Our family was pretty poor, but through hard work, we've become, well, I wouldn't say we're well off, but compared to our neighbors, we're okay. We're getting by.
The new house will cost them about $8,000. That's a lot of money. They've borrowed heavily from friends and family, but they have more income now, too. They've shifted from corn farming to animal husbandry, raising pigs and cows. 3 times a day, Yao Suhui hooks up the milking machine to their two cows. They make about $150 a month selling the milk. This family is among millions of farmers in western China who are taking part in a government program. It's called Grain to Green, turning farmland into forests. The idea is to increase forest cover and prevent soil erosion. The family agreed to plant bamboo and fir trees instead of corn. In exchange, they get subsidies from the government, first grain, now cash. They can get loans to buy more cows. Yao Suhui had to leave school after 6th grade. She's hoping her children's lives will be easier.
I'll encourage them to stay in school longer, to try their best to avoid our current situation. The way things are now, you can only find a good job if you're educated. People like us, we're going to be left behind. So we'll try our best to keep them in school so that they can have a better future. Then our hard work will have paid off.
How different is your life now compared with your parents' life when they were your age?
Now it's a lot better. My parents survived on beans and sweet potatoes. They didn't have enough grains, enough rice to eat. As children, we mostly ate corn. For our kids' generation, things will surely be better. When we were young, we hardly ate any meat. We barely had enough to eat. How could we have eaten meat? Now we slaughter 3 pigs a year. We have enough meat now.
There are 4 generations living together here, Yao Suhui's in-laws and her husband's 95-year-old grandfather, too. The new house will have several bedrooms, a living room, and this is a big deal, an indoor bathroom. They've always used a crude hole in the ground right by the pigs. And there's still the dream of something more.
What would be the one thing that would make the biggest difference in your lives, do you think?
What I could use most is a washing machine. Right now, I am so busy with work, and my kids are too young. They can't help wash clothes. So that's what I need most right now.
What do you see when you look at that house going up? What's your dream and your hope?
Of course, the house is a very good thing. It proves I am capable. I'm able to build a house. I use it to encourage the kids. I tell them hard work will pay off. Even though I'm not very educated, through hard work, I've been able to accomplish something.
We reached Yao Suhui again today by phone. She said the family hopes to move into the new house by July. When the house is finished, she said, they'll throw a big banquet for friends and relatives and light firecrackers in celebration.